All right, all right. We are here, day 5 of our 7-day boot camp. How are y'all feeling? We have covered a lot. We have done lots of exercises, lots of practices, lots of challenges every single day, lots of Voxers, and the energy just feels so freaking alive. So I am so excited to be wrapping up our final day of our trainings, because tomorrow we're going to go into our actual masterclass, which is going to be so much fun. And then we are going to do our Q&A, or Ask Me Anything. So it'll be absolutely epic. Make sure that if you haven't already, to submit any of your questions in the Ask Me Anything form. As a reminder, these questions are all completely anonymous, so ask away. Don't hold back. Ask that bold, brave question. If you guys have any questions also about the Academy of Breath, feel free to drop those inside. I know I've been talking about it quite a bit, and it is going to be such a transformational experience for everybody involved. And I actually want to talk about, because it relates so deeply to today's theme, which is holding yourself through the journey, how important it is that we have practices for ourselves, but also for our clients, to be able to navigate the ups and downs, the ebbs and flows of being an entrepreneur, but also just being an individual devoted to our evolution. So today's all about holding yourself through the journey. And to me, it's inevitable that there are going to be moments where we have to strengthen our mindset. We have to strengthen how we show up for ourselves. We have to strengthen our leadership in order to calibrate to new levels of success. So, as an example, if you are somebody who is ready to calibrate to 7-figure years, having days where you don't feel like showing up, or resistance comes up, or your mind gets all foggy and you start to fall back into old patterns or old limiting beliefs that make you feel small or unworthy. If you are calibrating to being an individual that makes 7 figures, multiple 7 figures a year, knowing how to completely nip those little ups and downs in the bud is essential. Because the 7-figure mindset is not resonant with, oh, I just don't feel like it today. Or, oh, I had this excuse come up and this resistance, and not today. I'm just going to Netflix and chill instead. Now, again, I always say use discernment, because some days it's like, I just want to rest and watch Netflix. But that's different than, I don't feel like it. I don't know what to say. And so I'm just not going to show up because I have resistance, right? And so know that in the journey, inevitably, we are going to have to hold ourselves to a higher standard. We are going to have to learn how to navigate the ups and downs, support ourselves through it all, not just so we're getting through it, but so that we're actually calibrating our mind, our emotion, and our action to a higher level. And so to me, when I think about calibrating to our next level, attuning ourselves to greater financial growth, attuning ourselves to a higher level of leadership or a different type of client or making more money every single month, it's not just about how do I clear out and, you know, hold myself in the times where the limiting beliefs come up, but it's more so how do I transcend that altogether so that's not even an issue anymore, right? And so I want to be very clear that it's not that these things can't come up, but it's more so learning how to move through it at our next level. Learning how to move through imposter syndrome, learning how to move through self-doubt, learning how to move through the belief of, oh, it works for them, but it won't work for me, right? All of the different things that inevitably probably will arise for you at different levels. And not just having a practice and, okay, I'm going to clear this and now I feel better, but having a practice that actually completely reprograms the mind so those things just don't end up being an issue anymore. Like, you transcend them altogether. And that's why breathwork is such a powerful practice, because the first thing is that when you use breathwork in those moments where you feel an up or you feel a down, you feel doubt, you feel fear, you feel resistance, you notice yourself caught in a pattern. In the moment that you're using breathwork, what's so powerful about it is that it actually creates a cognitive dissonance, which forces the mind to recalibrate to a supportive reality, a supportive story, a supportive external and internal experience that is aligned with either the new level or the old level. And so that cognitive dissonance really is a pause. It's a moment in time where you stop and get to choose, where am I going next? And breathwork offers us that. If you have the ability to pause, breathe, create that safety in your body, as we've talked about, which is really, you know, teaching the body, I'm safe here. I don't have to get caught up in the story, caught up in the fear, caught up in the stress response. Then what you can do is use your conscious mind from that state of safety to choose the new reality, choose the new level, choose not to go down with the old story, choose to transcend whatever the thing was that was holding you back or keeping you in a loop in the past. For example, I've had a lot of clients in the past that have gotten caught up in the loop of, I don't feel safety around money. I have to have this launch work. If I don't have someone sign up, I feel like I'm a complete failure. And so that mindset, that story is completely out of alignment with somebody that is running a seven-figure business, with somebody that's running a multiple six-figure business, a six-figure business, right? And so in that moment, what I would do with that client is prescribe them breath work to create that fragmentation in their external and internal experience so that that pause offers them the invitation to reprogram their mind, to step outside of the old story, to choose, again, not to go down with that, to choose and ask themselves the question, well, what's in alignment with my six-figure self? What's in alignment with my seven-figure self? What's in alignment with my eight-figure self? And this is so, so, so big, because if we don't know how to do this, then we will get caught up in the patterns, caught up in the loops. We will be running around in circles like a dog chasing its tail, feeling so frustrated that we can't transcend the level that we've been playing at. And so if you do not know how to create that cognitive dissonance, that pause, and create that safety in your body to consciously choose the new level, choose the new action, choose the new feeling, choose the new story, then you are going to be operating at the same story and playing at the same level forever, 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 forever in perpetuity. So today's exercise is going to be all about creating that cognitive dissonance, so that you can, again, first and foremost, create safety in your body. Because if you do not have safety in your body, the frontal lobe of the brain where your conscious mind lives and high complex processing lives will not be available to you. And then from there, once you create that safety in the body, again, choosing the new pathway, choosing the higher timeline. So really what this is reprogramming and repatterning, which is so big inside of the Academy of Breath. It's literally what we're doing with breathwork. Every single time you sit down to breathe, you are reprogramming and creating a new pattern within your mind. Not just in your mind though, in your subconscious, in your emotional state, because breathwork elevates your emotional state. And from there, it's that consistency that we were talking about that creates the new habit, creates the new identity, creates the new pattern, and recalibrates you to the new level. So over these last several days, I've been having you get really clear on what the new level is. And today is really all about any time that you're not operating at that level, or you notice yourself playing at the level you are now or going back into past patterns, you create that cognitive dissonance to, again, create the safety, have that pause, and choose the new level. Choose the new level through how you act, choose the new level through how you think, choose the new level through how you feel and how you are holding yourself, the internal and external representation of who you are desiring to be. And so know that if you're feeling imposter syndrome, if you're feeling self-doubt, if you're feeling fear, those things are typically inevitable, especially in the beginning, but how you move through it is what is going to be an indicator of your success. You know, I see a lot of times people will say, I have this fear about investing in myself and I don't know if it's going to work. And what if I can't hold myself to the investment or the standard? And like, what if I can't do it? And it's like, well, are you choosing from the past or are you choosing from the future that you are desiring to create? And that's so big when you're holding yourself on the journey and you have these moments of discomfort. Am I going to recreate the past or recreate the present? Or am I going to show up with future expectation, forward thinking, who I desire to be, not showing up as who I am or who I was, but who I desire to be. And so maybe you even look around in your life right now and ask yourself, how am I showing up? Past, present, or future oriented? What we really want to do is show up as who we desire to be, not just who we are or who we were, but who we desire to be. And that's why it's so important that we have a practice like breathwork, meditation, stillness, conscious, just like being with yourself, in order to first and foremost get clear on who we desire to be and then choose that every single day. So today's challenge is for you to take some time in this exercise of creating the cognitive dissonance. Do a little bit of journaling afterwards. What came up for you? What are you choosing to step into? What are you letting go of? And I want you to tag me on your Instagram stories at Ava Johanna. You can tag your journal entry. You can tag yourself journaling, whatever feels aligned and inspired for you. And again, you will be entered into our giveaway for today, as well as our Big Mama giveaway. I hope that this has been really powerful for you. I hope that you enjoy the exercise. Again, this is so freaking big, because if we just keep showing up and creating the same experience of the past or of the present, then we're not going anywhere. And so in order to hold yourself through the journey, it's not just about holding yourself and moving through it, but it's about moving through it as who you desire to be, and consistently choosing to rise above the limitations of the past or even the limitations of the future, because you have the power to choose who you want to be and to change who you desire to be.